You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
David Anderson.
Are you sure it's David Anderson?
Why?
Because the phone says Tardy Anderson.
Tardy Anderson. Oh.
A little late today.
Yeah, a little late.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's all right, buddy.
DA, I got caught up in one of those Dave Matthews smoke cases, so I'm a little late.
DA, you were number four at Colorado State, right?
And number one in one of your programs in hearts.
Yeah. Number four in your program, number one in your hearts. Oh, yeah.
Number one in the record book, in your heart.
Yeah, well, the Gallup.
Now number three.
The Gallup kid in Dallas has had something to say about that. Caller number four then, BMAC. Caller number four is going to win the Dave Matthews tickets in honor of David Anderson's stellar collegiate career at Colorado State. 832-430-2WIN to win those tickets. What's happening, DA?
Nothing. It's out in Los Angeles enjoying the new Supreme Court ruling that we're all going to be able to gamble like a bunch of degenerates that we are now legally.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
So let me ask you this. You mentioned, I think the people know who listen, you live in California. You're from California. You live in California once again. And look, here in Texas, we're all super excited. I know you know I'm super excited about this, but I think that there's like, you know, there's the fact of the matter is we all know that it's going to be a long time before Texas adopts any of this stuff just because of the conservative nature of the politicians, if ever, right? What's the vibe out there? You know, California is a state that could certainly use some extra revenue coming in.
Amen. Yeah. So, I work in sports and technology and data, and a lot of the data has always been used and talked about being sold to gamblers. And so that has been something we think about nonstop and been preparing for. Now, ironically, we weren't even ready for it to come out this soon. Everyone thought it would happen in the summer. So it shows that we know about how Supreme Court rules on subjects. They probably took one look at this and like, yeah, let the states decide. It's their problem. Which meant states like New Jersey are going to try to roll this out before the NBA finals, which is pretty cool and awesome. And there's a handful of other states, including Delaware, I think Mississippi, that are going to be on track at least for football season. But you could think of it, you know, as like probably marijuana. And the states that pass the marijuana initiatives first are similar to probably pass something like this first. And so, yeah, don't expect marijuana to pass in Texas before gambling ever does. So those states that pass marijuana are probably the ones that I would follow and kind of see where things are going to happen next.
Andrew Brandt of Sports Illustrated, DA, has called the gambling a, quote, incredible fan engagement tool that hooks in fans with no rooting interest in the teams that are playing. And then he quotes some statistics. Well, then he quotes some statistics about 25% of the NFL audience. Bettors make up 25% of the audience, but watch nearly 50% of the games. And, you know, just goes on and on to make the case about how it may not be quantifiable, but there is absolutely real and significant value being added to the NFL now that gambling is out in the open. Number one, do you agree with that? And I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but David Tepper paid $2.2 billion for the Carolina Panthers today. Given the possibility that this argument might be a pretty strong one, maybe he got a bargain at $2.2 billion.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what digital rights have done. Well, how about this? We back up to what cable did for and local television rights have done for baseball and basketball and somewhat football, but not as much as baseball and basketball. And then you look at what the internet and digital rights have done in terms of spreading the game and fantasy and everything that's happened. Gambling has been something that's been going on for years and years. No one's been able to quantify. But don't just think like, oh, these leagues are going to take a rake. This means that all sorts of new games, yeah, like you know, Sean and I always obsess over prop bets. There's going to be all sorts of new revenue streams and avenues for people to kind of, you could say, exploit, take advantage of, or however you want to do it. And the teams will definitely be in on that sooner or later and on something that prefers them. They've already done the whole, oh, we sell lottery tickets. So they can't say, like, oh, we're not used to this. We feel like we're taking advantage of people or blah, blah, blah. Like, they already played this game for a long time. And so, yeah, it's going to open up all sorts of new avenues for money and ways for people to make money. Not just the teams, but maybe radio shows. Maybe, you know, Sean's going to be on there selling advice finally instead of
I got all the picks, DA. I got the DA. I'm 28-3 straight up, and it gets a spread.
1-800-CABLINASIAN.
That's it.
Hey, DA, it's funny because the NFL talks about integrity of the game, and they're against this. And, you know, that's the way the NFL has always been. I have never in my playing career ever heard of anybody taking any bribes ever. I'm guessing you haven't either. Why do you think the NFL is always so reluctant to kind of be on board with this stuff?
I think they've never had to change, and I think they read it because they can afford to be slow to change. And I think they're finally waking up to that basketball is accepting the change. They're embracing change. They're embracing globalism. They're really attacking kind of the space, the sports space, and they're trying to own it. And I think that in a way, you see the change in youth sports and the NFL and NBA. And the NFL is realizing, you know, we can't just sit back and rely and charge people 10% more every year. That's not going to work. There's only the market's only so big. And so that's, I think, why you've seen all these London games expand. Now they're going to other parts of the UK. They got that game in Mexico City. Look for more games in Canada. Look for more games in, you know, maybe Argentina or something. They got to go somewhere. They got to continue to expand. Why they've been slow to embrace these things is because they've never had to. And now I think they're realizing we have to, and this is something we can't get wrong because they know it's a big opportunity.
David Anderson joining us for his weekly visit. In that article Rich talked about, DA, the Andrew Brandt article on Monday Morning Quarterback, he also makes a case that the NFL should now hire a gambling czar to oversee all the gambling activity in the leagues. So
can you imagine that title? Can you get me the recruit now guy? Where's the Zip Recruiter?
Well, DA, my question was going to be, what is your platform going to be to run for gambling czar, and can I be your vice czar?
Well, my platform starts here, and today I'd like to announce my my candidacy for gambling czar. I never even knew it was available, but I'm definitely in. I think, yeah, you're in for vice president.
That's yes.
Just, boom. Now we've raised our hand. Now we just need someone to third. Like, what do they need to second that motion?
I think I second.
Ted just seconded. Now we're cooking.
Sure, that's it.
Now we're cooking.
That's it. Now we're the official Houston gambling czars. Now we just need to get elected to be the official gambling czar.
Yeah,
that's
like our chances.
Idea, actually, though,
we're gonna take this all the way. We're gonna take this
for that name.
What's that?
I don't think gambling czar would have to have some sort of sound a little more official.
Yeah.
But czar, I mean, that would be hilarious if it was gambling czar.
Oh, that would be amazing because that's a better title than commissioner. So technically you'd be Roger Goodell's boss. That would be great.
So have you heard of the phrase integrity fee? Are you aware of what's going on here?
A rake on the rake.
Exactly. This to me is akin to, and let's give credit where credit is due, the outgoing owner of the Carolina Panthers, Jerry Richardson, he's the one who broke new ground with something called personal seat licenses in the 90s. In other words, we're going to charge you a fee for the right to buy a ticket, which to me is one of the all-time great scams in the history of American professional sport. And this feels like it's kind of in that same vein, DA. I mean, what leverage whatsoever does the NFL have to claim a 5 or 10% cut on gambling on the NFL?
Yeah, I think they're trying to take a 3% of, I don't know if it's net, I'm not exactly sure. I forget what it was, but the sports books were complaining that we've been doing this for years. Why all of a sudden do we have to give you a take? And now all of a sudden that it's legal, it doesn't make any sense. Now it would make sense if the leagues wanted to commit to some sort of data protection and policing, right? Because inherently, and not to talk about data, but inherently gambling is about the data and the information coming off the field, right? In order to make a line, you have to understand how many guys pass the yards and all this stuff. In order to update things at halftime, you have to understand what has been going on in the game. So there is a data. If the NFL wants to start collecting that and distributing that themselves, then I agree that they can do an integrity fee because they are looking over it. But right now they're just saying, oh, we'll give it a fake stamp of approval, and that's what we want to collect. I think that's kind of crap. Now, maybe they need to pay for a license, a player license. So if you start doing these prop bets, you want guys' faces on it and logos, that's different. But I don't think I mean, good for them if they're going to get it, because I'll still gamble either way. It's not my problem. But that's a tough call.
Well, DA, I mean, if the NFL that was so against this, you know, finally gives in, because it looks like they're going to have to eventually. And they're saying, well, we want our cut. We want a percentage of all the wages that are out there. The players should get some of that too, right? I mean, the players should get a portion of what's going to be made off of this as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, what's going to happen, and I have been kind of fascinated in this space, is you've seen it in daily fantasy, and there was a recent law that passed that fantasy owners can use the names of players and teams in their games without paying for the license, right? Your name is, and the name of your team is free. Now, if I use your logo or your face, that's what I have to pay for. Now, as these gambling, so let's call them rings, but now legal gambling rings are looking for customers, they have to sell their game in a special way. And so they're going to have to market it in a cool way. If you look at what's happened in Europe, marketing budgets for gambling, that's why you see all the teams when they sell their jersey kits, it's all gambling. It's all gambling related, because they need to get the marketing word out. I need you to come bet on my platform. So they're going to definitely have to start paying players for their likeness in order to separate their platform from someone else's. I see that happening. And then, like I was mentioning before, there'll be cool new games. Like, don't limit yourself to think, oh, fantasy. Like, there's going to be all sorts of weird prop bets where you're betting on the amount of points Steph Curry is going to score tonight, combined with, you know, the amount of yards that Tom Brady threw, that versus whatever the amount of rushing yards for Gurley or something like that. There's going to be all sorts of weird combo prop bets going on now that it's legal. It's just a matter of who wants to set a line and can we find a couple people to bet on.
That's it. That's no question about that. David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver and future gambling czar of the NFL, making his weekly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got to find out about that,
dude. And my first law.
Yeah. You got to make some phone calls, buddy.
I just want a cigar and a big hat.
Who'd have thought back in the day that you and Winston would become a couple of politicians?
Yeah, how about that?
He's more like the politician. I'm like the greedy real estate developer that's trying to get him to be something else.
DA, you're what I call a pragmatist, okay? You are a soldier of fortune. And you needn't apologize to anybody.
He's a survivor, man.
That's it, man.
I probably shouldn't have said that, because considering our president was a real estate developer, but he's probably not the place
or
time.
Wrong.
Neither here nor there.
No.
David Anderson making his weekly visit. DA, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, you brother. Too. David See Anderson you, joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.